Okay, let's now have a look at other benefits. Section H, a brown box section, interest-free and low-interest loans. Again, HMRC provides a working sheet number 4 to help work this out. Basically, there is a benefit to be reported if a loan has been provided below the official rate of interest, which was 5% throughout 2006-07. Qualifying loans do not need to be reported on the P11D, and you can see Appendix 5 of the booklet 480 to determine which are the qualifying loans. There is a £5,000 day minimus limit. If the total of all loans in the year did not exceed £5,000, nothing has to be reported, whether interest was charged or not. One warning point here, be careful of overdrawn directors' loan accounts. They're often overlooked. If the overdrawn loan account with any other loans in the year took the figure over £5,000, there will be something to report, even if the loan account was repaid before the end of the tax year. Next section, Section I, private medical treatment or insurance. Again, a brown box, Class 1A national insurance liability. This is providing that the contract is between the insurance company and the employer, that it's not the reimbursement of the employee's own medical insurance scheme. You have to report the cost to the employer. That's the cost of the medical insurance, the cost of any treatment paid for by the employer, and if the employer has an excess on the policy and the employer pays for that insurance excess, that's an additional cost to the employer that has to be included in the value reported. No requirement to report the cost of any insurance cover or costs for overseas duties, that's exempt. No requirement to report medical screening where this is available to all employees and or directors, and if medical screening is used for people who have a health problem and absences, or if people are joining a company, again, no requirement to report that as a benefit. Also, no requirement to report the cost of eye tests. Next section, Section J, qualifying relocation expenses, payments and benefits. Again, a brown section, Class 1A national insurance contributions, and HMRC provides a working sheet number 5 to help work this out. When we're preparing P11Ds, the first thing we have to do is ask, has there been any relocations? Ask HR, ask personnel, ask finance. Next question, is it a qualifying relocation? Has someone actually moved nearer to a new job to take up a relocation? The maximum tax relief available for relocation is £8,000, and that is per relocation. It's not £8,000 per annum. It's only for qualifying expenses and benefits, the obvious ones, solicitor's fees, estate agent's fees, removal fees, stamp duty. What's the time limit? There's a time limit of 12 months after the end of the year of assessment in which the relocation takes place. So if Toby transferred to Birmingham in June 2005, then the time limit will be the 5th of April 2007. And Toby is an example for us. £4,600 costs last year, 2005-06. Nothing would have been reported, less than £8,000. Then £7,850 costs in 2006-07. It's less than £8,000, but you've got to add the two figures together. Total £12,450, we have to report the excess over £8,000, the £4,450 reported year at Section J because there were qualifying relocation expenses and benefits. Next section, K, services supplied by the employer. Again, a brown box, Class 1A national insurance liability. We have to report the cost to the employer of providing services. What could this be? The employer providing tax advice to the directors or having the tax returns of the directors done by the employer's auditors. Cost to the employer will be reported as a benefit. If they are in-house services, the rules are different. You would limit it to the marginal or extra cost. So as an example, a firm of solicitors offering free conveyancing to their employees, no marginal or extra cost, nothing to report. If there were any expenses, such as the cost of searches that were paid for by the employer, that would be reportable. Next section, Section L, assets placed at the employee's disposal. Has the employer loaned assets to the employee? Does the employer provide the employee or director with a company boat to use privately? Does it have a company plane, helicopter, anything of this nature? The requirement is to report the annual value of the benefit, and that is 20% of the cost or market value when first provided as a benefit. plus again any expenses, for example, the running costs of a boat, mooring charges, other charges related to the running costs would have to be reported. If the asset is rented or there's a higher charge and that's more than the annual value, that would be the figure to be reported. No requirement to report assets provided for use in the performance of the duties, and the obvious one might be computer equipment, fax machines, where they're used for business and any private use is incidental. Therefore, no requirement to report this. Okay, we move on now to section M, other items, other sorts of benefits. This was the one which is either a blue box or a brown box, so we have a choice. It's the only dual section on the P11D. First item, HMRC identifies subscriptions and professional fees. It could be your AAT subscriptions paid for, reimbursed by your employer. Well, ideally, they'd be on a P11D dispensation, and therefore they wouldn't come here at all. But if there's no dispensation, report in this section. Other costs might be leisure and dining clubs. If the employer pays for the gym club, it would be reported here. Loans waived or written off would be reported here. Income tax paid but not deducted from the director's remuneration would be reported here as well.